With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Thursday morning. Jason Vargas with a complete game shutout. That actually happened last night.
Celebratory cream pie.
Yes. Harris Allen, the Jason Vargas whisperer, was able to turn this guy around, apparently. So today is the day I'm going to have to apologize for Jason Vargas for all the things I've said about him. The Yankees with an annoying loss. They battle back. They take the lead. DJ LeMahieu with another great offensive night. But Vlad Guerrero Jr. with the big home run. And then it just took off from there. Even Brandon Drury, who I totally forgot existed, hits a home run last night as the Yankees lose. And Game 3 of the NBA Finals. No Klay Thompson, no victory for the Warriors, not able to overcome all of the injuries as the Raptors now with a 2-1 lead in what's going to be a fascinating NBA Finals to see how it plays out. Now, good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, Gio, and I just want to remember that today is the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Now, interestingly enough, I asked Allie about D-Day. Allie's our makeup gal, right? And Allie knew kind of what it was. Mm-hmm. She was pretty good about it. And I said, well, I want to show you something. And I want you to kind of really understand exactly what we're talking about. Because we also were watching back in the office, the ceremonies going on over in Normandy, France right now. So she wanted to learn a little bit more. So I put
on
she
was trapped.
Well, no. She's mesmerized back there right now. Mesmerized.
Yeah, I ran back there to get Boomer's earpiece. And Allie's in front of the TV watching Saving Private Ryan.
So I put the first 20 minutes of Saving Private Ryan on, and it's not funny. It's probably the most real depiction of what the horror of that day was like for a lot of people. And the thing that bothers me the most, and I'm sure it bothers you, and this is why we had Jerry do this the other day, people forget. They don't understand. They don't understand why we are where we are and what we're all about and all that other stuff. And you're talking about the greatest generation that just basically sacrificed themselves on that beach. And That one scene, she is mesmerized by now.
Yeah.
She is absolutely mesmerized by it. And I was saying to her, I said, you know, if I were a high school history teacher, that's what I would be showing today. But I'd also give a warning that the graphic nature of it is what really captures the spirit of what happened that day. And if you didn't want to see that, then you could leave the room. But I'm telling you, it's a reminder of just the heroic actions of so many on this day some 75 years ago. So with all of that, I'm just kind of like I just came out of that. But I also want you to know that I had to call a Boston radio station this morning, WEEI, because they're mad at me because I was taking shots at Tom Brady. And
how could they
Tom
be terrific, mad at you?
Well, not mad, but they wanted to know why I was saying it the way I was, because they believe up there. All right, so I'm only telling you what they believe up there.
They can get away with everything because it's Tom Brady and the Patriots, and they need to be right about everything.
They think there's a Tom Brady derangement syndrome, kind of like there's a Trump derangement syndrome.
Okay.
All right, so there's a Tom Brady derangement syndrome. They're wondering if all people down here are doing this, or is it just because it's Tom Brady and you can take a shot at Tom Brady, you're going to take a shot at Tom Brady. And I said, no. I said, anybody that was at pretty much at this protest the other day, or Art Shamsky or Ed Kranepool in their comments or my comments, you know, we go all the way back to Tom Seaver. And then I had to recount the fact that I went to Tom Seaver's winery after, you know, right prior to Super Bowl 50. And I saw him and I saw the early onset of dementia coming on and everything else like that. And I kind of explained our side of it. And then I took them down a hypothetical road.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Let's take a left turn on hypothetical road.
Right. Let's take a left turn on hypothetical. Let's say the Jets decide to draft a quarterback and his first name happens to be Larry. And 15 years into Larry's, career, he's got 7 Super Bowls underneath his belt, and then he's feeling pretty good about himself. Mm. And we down here in New York refer to him as Larry Legend.
Yeah.
And then he goes and he trademarks the moniker Larry Legend so he could sell T-shirts and memorabilia with his name on it.
Sure.
People up in Boston be upset? Of course they would be. So it's a good old sports argument. It's, Brady's going to talk today because they do have their mini camp up there. And, yeah, I still think it's swarmy and sleazy. I'm sorry. I just do. I mean, and I told them that up there in Boston, too. Love Tom Brady. Greatest quarterback of all time. I'm right there with you. He's got all the hardware to speak to it and all that other stuff. I have no problem with any of that stuff. But this just feels just like swarmy to me. And it sounds like somebody probably within his company, TEB Capital, is doing this. And I don't know why they're doing it. But,
it to make more money because it's like squeezing out the saturated rag. You try to get every drip of what dollars you can get out. I don't know if it's like sleazy. It's just ignorant and disrespectful.
You can attach the word sleazy to it. You could attach the word swarmy to it if you want. But I would think that maybe from one Californian, Tom Brady from California, to another, Tom Seaver from California, Tom hopefully has done a little bit of his history now and has learned how great Tom was and who he really truly was when he was at the top of his game and what he means to us Met fans.
So. Yeah, do you think, you said that Tom Brady's going to speak up there today, do you think that there is someone in the Boston media that's going to ask him about this, or is it just a thing that we're talking about?
No, it's huge up there.
It is huge up there. Just making sure.
Plus, they want, look, in the eyes of some, including me, there's a little stain here. And, it's almost like TB12 doesn't have a stain. Well, it depends on how you feel about Deflategate and all that other stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of stains.
right. Yeah. No, well, I wouldn't say a lot of stains.
Plenty with the Patriots in his reign. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not one of those guys that always brings that up. I am mesmerized by their brilliance up there. But, I mean, this is a bad one. This is silly. But he can still fix it.
Yes, he can. And that was the point. Jerry Callahan was telling me, he goes, he expects somewhat of a mea culpa, and maybe he'll come out and explain it. I don't know. We'll see. But so I got involved and embroiled in that whole thing, taking the Mets fan stance up to Boston, right into the belly of the beast. And I'm not going to back down with the way I feel. This is just the way I feel. It's my childhood. It's that was my guy. Come on. Good for you, man.
Yeah. You. We needed that.
Yes,
we needed you to go on their airwaves and explain our point of view on this whole deal. This is what we're asking for from the beginning. I did want you to text Tom Brady personally. I did want that to happen, but this is the second best thing. So this is a good thing.
Look, if I'm going to say it here, I'm going to say it there. And I also reminded them that since the day I started here, almost the day I started here, I wanted and I tried to implore the Mets to put up a statue of Tom Seaver in front of Citi Field. Now, there could be a reason why they didn't do that. That none of us are really talking about, which does make some sense. And I wouldn't.
You're talking about the Wilpon Seaver relationship, how a little bit icy over the last couple of years.
The only reason it may become icy is because Tom Seaver came from a great generation of baseball players who didn't make the money that they're making today.
Right.
And anytime Tom Seaver wanted to be a part of something, just like Joe Montana wants to be a part of something.
Yeah, it's not unlike other athletes.
Right. No, I'm saying they're all the same.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them. They want to be paid.
So I'm Boomer Esiason.
I want to have a Tom Seaver day. I work full time now doing this. They don't do those things. They do other things. But I want to have a Tom Seaver day at Citi Field. So what does that do for the owner? That actually sells more tickets for the owner. Sure. They do bobbleheads. And
guys got to get a cut.
And a guy like Tom Seaver from those years that time. Want to get paid for it.
Yeah, I want to.
I get it.
We want you to come and close Shea Stadium with Mike Piazza. Tom says, oh, okay, that's nice.
And I'll give you $250,000 for it.
Or whatever it is, number is that he attached to it. I mean, and guess what? He's got a point, right?
100%.
He's absolutely got a point. You're going to use me in this instance.
I think some of that was part of all of this. Now, unfortunately, with Tom having dementia and heading towards that part of his life, those things aren't going. Tom's just not going to be out in public anymore. It was interesting. I was reading an article yesterday about Gale Sayers. The Bears are going to have their 100th season, much in line with the 100th season of the NFL. And Gale Sayers is dealing with the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about having Gale Sayers come to, a number of functions that the Bears will be at. I don't know if that would be the case. I don't know how his family's going to feel about that, but There was a really good article written about it in The Athletic this past week. And it's an eye-opening article that, you know, a lot of our heroes from yesteryear, and Gale Sayers being one of them, too. I don't know of an NFL football fan that didn't admire him either.
Sure.
Have now succumbed to dementia. So, and Buddy Harrelson with Alzheimer's. So these things are happening, and it's really sad to watch. And then in the middle of all of it, you have a contemporary athlete trying to go after a Tom Terrific moniker to make some money to put on a t-shirt.
Well, that's the other part of it. I mean, that's if this has happened 10 years ago, people would have been upset. The fact that it's happening now and there's been some health news, some not good health news out there with Tom Seaver makes it even worse.
I just told him, I said, look, guys, I didn't make this up because it was a radio argument. It's a sports argument. You know, I really truly
this was your guy. This was your guy when you were a kid.
I was truly bothered by it. Like,
right.
Like other Met fans have been bothered by it.
Right. And
now, whether or not somebody hates Tom Brady and they want to jump on the pile, I don't know about that.
You nailed it right there. That's the problem. Because there are a lot of Patriot haters because all the success and everything else, and Tom Brady haters. And now if they can find something else that they can yell about, even if they're not passionate about, they're going to do that. And then also there's going to be those who are going to defend Tom Brady up there no matter what, regardless of the issue. And this is a problem not just with this particular topic, but with others, is that we can't just separate it and talk about it in a vacuum and say, all right, this is an isolated incident. Tom Brady can still be great. He could still have done amazing things, and this could also be on his resume that's stupid. It doesn't need to be a whole referendum on Tom Brady the man or Tom Brady the athlete or Tom Brady the whatever. It's just that this is stupid. He needs to drop it. That's
right.
It. And you know what? He's going to be lauded for it if he does.
What I think I did up there today is I think I truly reflected the purity of the Met fan who was upset by this. A whole generation of us that really was insulted by it.
Yeah.
So I hope that purity came through, because this is not Tom Brady derangement syndrome. Because I told him, I said, you know, 7 years ago on the NFL Today on CBS, I looked right in the mirror and I said, Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback that ever played. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care who you compare him to. He's the greatest quarterback. Now, I did not get a call from EEI discussing that. You know, because, of course, that's what everybody wants to hear up there. That's not something that is going to ruffle many feathers. This ruffled feathers. This was serious. This was pure. And this was something that I felt needed to be talked about when we started our show here and we found out about it. And that's why I followed it up with a Boston interview this morning.
Now, he does a weekly spot with EEI, but that's during the season. Now, because
he
of
may be
the,
on today. I don't know.
I was going to ask. If he's on today, I wonder if they play what you have to say to him and all of that. That'd be something else.
Right, maybe they will. I don't know. And obviously, I said I got rid of all. At this moment, all my Tom Brady sleepwear that I wear is I put it in a box on the side, and I'm not going to use it.
Yeah, it's on sabbatical.
Right.
Tom Brady sleepwear until this Tom Terrific thing is dropped. So, all right, hey, if he's speaking today, this would be a great opportunity, man. I just wonder, something I think about guys like Tom Brady and on that level is, like, they're operating at, like, you know, 100,000 feet above everybody else.
That's true,
right?
Yes.
Like, how much of this stuff really does get to them? You know what I'm saying? Like, it gets to the people who are in charge of Tom Brady's PR, but, like, does Tom himself have any clue? Because I just see his Instagram.
Yes, he's
out on beaches taking five-step drops and then, like, doing stuff. He was shaving his kid's hair the other day. He was giving him a haircut. Like, I mean, does this even come close to into his bubble of Bradiness, which is just like top of the mountain type stuff, like, you know, like America's version of the royal family, you know?
Right. So I don't know what TEB Capital is. I know it's his company. I don't know if it's a hedge fund. I don't know if it's a private equity firm. I'm not really sure what it is.
TEB?
So what they do is they obviously take a lot of his money and maybe other people's money, and then they put it in a fund and they invest, and everybody's looking for new ways to raise money or make more money. And somebody within that office, I don't know if it was an intern. I don't know if it was a full-on lawyer. I don't know if it was a business guy. Decided to go through all the nicknames that Tom Brady had been given across the 20 years that he's been the New England Patriot quarterback, and decide, okay, let's start trademarking all these things so we can make more money off of, you know, our biggest client or our owner, Tom Brady. So I'm sure that's what's happened, and I would imagine that Tom would be a little bit embarrassed by all of this, and we'll have some sort of commentary about it today, because I know he's going to be asked about it, because this is, you know, he's very guarded.
You know,
unless of course we get Jim Gray and then we pay them both, and then we put them on stage,
so then
they can
great.
Do a TED talk for us.
Yeah, sure, and then charge tickets for that as well.
Exactly, yes.
You know what he should do? He should drop the Tom Terrific trademark and try to trademark Boomer. That's what he should do, just to stick it right back to you. Actually, I'd like to announce, everybody, that I'm dropping the Tom Terrific trademark, and I'm now going to trademark Boomer.
By the way, the guys at EEI just couldn't help but to let me know that, Chris Berman's up here doing baseball games for us. I said, so what? Well, he does have the nickname Boomer. I'm like, look, dude, he gave himself the nickname. I was born with it. So I don't want to hear about it.
Sure. I mean, there's no dispute there. I mean, people try to bring that up, they're completely wrong. You had it as a baby. You were an unborn Boomer.
Unborn Boomer.
That's
exactly right.
Yes, before your eyes saw the world, you were Boomer. Chris Berman gave it to himself during his career.
The only other guy, maybe George Boomer Scott, and Eddie and I were talking about that today. You know, the former first baseman, he was known as Boomer as well. So,
and why is David Wells Boomer?
Yeah, didn't we have him
in
here?
It's a weird one.
And by the way,
we did.
You see David doing the games for the Yankees,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
Man, you see the size of that outfit he's got on? I mean, he needs to get involved with our man Mo
MVP.
Vaughn. Yeah,
yeah, MVP collections, man, for the big fella. The XLT, the double X, the triple X, fashion for the big fella.
I mean, it was enormous last night. He had that big blonde suit on.
Yeah, guy like that shouldn't be wearing suits.
I kind of like David, though. He's kind of funny.
He's great.
And everything. Yeah.
No, he's great on a broadcast. It's just like he looks uncomfortable in a suit. You just know, as soon as the game ends, he's ripping that tie off.
What color is the suit? Was it a light khaki?
A light tan sort of
khaki.
I guess a khaki.
I mean, a guy like him, like a guy like me, I'm never wearing a light suit like that.
You're not doing the NFL today in the summertime, though,
That's true. That's true.
I mean, if you were doing more summer stuff, you might get some more light colors.
Like me
in the white pants on Memorial Day weekend.
Working with Bart Scott and Shannon, okay? Those guys were fashion-forward guys, and they could wear any colors. They always look great. And I remember Deion Sanders, I lost a bet to him, and he put me in a mustard-colored suit. And I looked ridiculous. And he did it on purpose. I told him, I said, dude, can you do a blue or a black or even a dark gray? No. I had to wear a mustard-colored suit. Now, it had about 75 buttons on it.
Yeah.
Because Dion's all about the buttons.
Sure, of course.
I had buttons here, buttons on the shoulders. But I had three buttons at the bottom of the cuff. I had buttons everywhere.
Buttons on the cuff.
I'm telling you, there were buttons on the leg cuff at the bottom.
This was early 2000s Deion Sanders fashion?
I think he and I, did we work 2 years together or one? I'm not sure. It was pretty combustible, though.
Yeah, I know. I've heard the stories.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.